America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Good to have you here for Sale of the Century. Well, on our last show, Sandy Milkey unseated the champion, and the first level prize was a motorcycle worth over $3,000. He had already picked up lamps and vacuums and all. He liked that motorcycle, so he said, thank you very much, I'm taking that, and he left. And we have three new challengers coming out, and a lady who can tell Sandy about that motorcycle is coming out to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew. Hello. Now, I wasn't kidding, right?
I do know how to drive a motorcycle.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it about 15 years. I got in case there was a gas crunch.
What do you have for us?
This first man's dinner invitations are never turned down. Originally from Skokie, Illinois, give a warm welcome to Alan Clare.
Hello there, Alan.
And this woman is an advertising executive, originally from Briarcliff, New York. Let's hear it from Liz Randall.
Hi there, Liz.
Hi, Jim. And he's a grandmaster from Hawthorne, California. Here's Wally Duffy.
Hello there, Wally.
So the pageant's going to be held in California.
Okay, see you a little bit later there. Alan, your dinner invitations are never turned down.
Well, Jim, I'm actually a dynamite cook, and one of my dreams is to have Julia Child over for dinner so I can corrupt her with my salmon souffle.
Oh, that sounds terrific. That's a good thing to do.
Hey, you're invited, too.
Well, good. If you want to corrupt me, Alan, well, I'll bring Summer along and corrupt her, okay? Good to have you with us. Liz, an advertising executive?
Yes, Jim. The intriguing thing about being in advertising is it's one business where you get to mind everyone else's.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. It sounds like you're good at it. Good slogan right there. Nice to have you here. Wally, what is it? Just says simply a grandmaster. It doesn't say chess grandmaster. It says grandmaster.
Well, Jim, I'm actually the past president of the Singing in the Shower Guild. And we have great times, but we have a little trouble at our rallies. It gets a little crowded there. But last year, it rained, we got the Coliseum.
Oh, good. Okay. No. Wally, good sense of humor. Thank you for sharing that with us. The player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. Who knows? One of these three people will take the motorbike and ride off into the sunset with Summer. $20 starts all three players off. End this question. Name the TV lawyer who employed a secretary named Della Street. Wally.
Perry Mason.
That was Perry Mason. $5 for the correct answer, and Wally goes to $25. On March 1st, 1968, what safety device was made mandatory? Alan.
Seatbelts.
Seatbelts on all U.S. cars. You are right, and Alan ties Wally at 25. Name the man who led Russia through World War II. Wally?
Stalin.
Stalin it is. Wally back into the lead, adding another 5. According to the cliche, beauty is only...
skin deep.
No, Alan?
Skin deep.
It sounds like an echo, but Alan's light was lit, and Alan, you get the right to answer, and you did indeed. You go to 30. Wally, be very careful. I know you were going for the buzzer there, but it's a lockout, and only one will go on, whoever is closest, or whoever is first. So Alan did have the chance to answer that. On early TV and in many movies, what is the secret identity of a timid young man named Don Diego de la Vega? Alan.
Zorro.
Zorro, yes, indeed. I remember it well. Alan goes up to 35. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Now, a sales surprise with a cash bonus, remember, Alan, could come up at any time. You have a $5 lead over Wally. Your first opportunity to buy. You might like this.
Alan, these beautiful chrome and glass tables are copies of an award-winning 1920s design by Eileen Gray. One of her originals is on display in the Museum of Modern Art. They're from By Design. These tables are normally priced at $590, and today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Oh, they are very nice. Now, incidentally, I just wanted you to see some of my gourmet cooking here, too. I brought along some jelly beans. You may not think it's gourmet, but it sure gets me into the White House. Alan, it would cost you $5. You've got a $5 lead.
Right.
It would $6 for these beautiful tables. $590 worth of tables. I love ties.
I'm tempted.
I love ties. So I'll knock a dollar off the price. You've got the tables, $590 worth of tables, for the value of one question, and I'll even throw in three of my jelly beans. Going once, going twice. I'm glad he bought, because they're leaving. Sales surprise, bring it back. Come bring it back. The sales surprise goes with it. We got some cash for you, Alan.
More.
Here it is. Thank you, Summer. Why don't you just stay here with me? Listen, I'll hang on to Summer here, and it's about your nails. Now, you've got a sales surprise, even though they didn't want to give it to you back there. Alan, you've got 100. Hang on to that, Summer. 200, 300, 400, 500, $600 in cash. Hang on to all the money. We promise you'll get it. Thank you, Summer. Alan's got $600 in cash. You've got the tables, and it costs you just $5. We knocked the $5 off your score. You're down to 30. Anything can happen, friends. That's part of the joy. In what popular sport will you hear the term hole-in-one?
Alan, golf.
Golf is right. You got that $5 right back, and nothing turned around. Wasn't that good? You go to 35. The northern part of what Asian nation was headed for many years by Ho Chi Minh? Alan.
Vietnam.
Vietnam, North Vietnam we were talking about. Alan goes up to 40 with a $10 lead. Name the renowned poet who wrote, "But I have promises to keep and miles to go," Alan.
Robert Frost.
"Before I Sleep," from Stop by Woods in a Snowy Evening. Robert Frost it is. You are right. Alan, the 45. Yeah. Well, Alan's beginning to stretch it out a little bit, and we're going to have the fame game now and a chance for a pick of the board. Money cards up there. A lot of information. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a performer, born in Detroit, Michigan in 1923. I began my radio career in Lowell, Massachusetts, and my TV career in Philadelphia. I have a nightclub act, make films, and appear in TV commercials. My theatrical films include The Incident, Fun with Dick and Jane, and Butterfly. I make an annual appearance on NBC's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I've been a sidekick announcer in Jack of All, Alan.
Ed McMahon.
Jack of All Trades on the Johnny Carson Show. Ed McMahon it is. And Alan, you've got a pick of the board now. Nine numbers up there. Which one do you like?
Number one.
And behind number one, we have Cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge-lock handles, exclusive Double D grind cutting edge. Quality American craftsmanship furnished by Outcast Cutlery.
$535 worth of cutlery. That's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. I'm going to hold the set together while you watch this commercial. Don't move. Alan at $45, Wally at $30, Liz at $20. Let's get back to business. The seed pods of a tropical American orchid provide a flavoring. Alan?
Vanilla.
Vanilla's the flavoring. Very nicely done. Good anticipation, and Alan goes to 50. According to the song from the show Most Happy Fella, I'm standing on the corner watching Alan.
The girls go by?
That's right. Girls is what we needed. All the girls, I think, was the lyric, but girls is what we wanted. And you go to 55. Name the Washington, D.C. museum that is sometimes referred to. Wally?
Smithsonian.
As America's attic, it is indeed the Smithsonian. Smithsonian Institution, and Wally goes to 35. Yes. The element with the chemical symbol Ca is vital, Liz.
Sorry.
To the growth of bones and teeth, calcium. Ca is calcium. Liz takes a backward step, losing 5, going down to 15. Again, an instant bargain. And as you know, with an instant bargain, anything can happen. Alan, you've got a $20 lead over Wally. You've stretched it out a little bit. Oh, Alan, single fella, while you're cooking, put on a little music. Well, I'll say no more, but Summer will.
Alan, you'll keep up with the action with Sharp's state-of-the-art hi-fi component system featuring an auto-reverse linear tracking stereo turntable furnished by Sharp. This great system is normally priced at $900, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $12.
Oh, that's terrific. That's lovely. You like that, Alan? I mean, it's compact.
Nice.
You know, when you and Julia are over there, you and Julia Childs, hey. You mean you're not going to dance with Julia Childs when she comes over? $900 worth of stereo for 12 bucks. You would still have an $8 lead. You got some money before. You got $600 before.
Give me a minute.
No, I won't give you a minute. I'll give you $100. $1,000 bargain for 12 bucks. Going once, going twice, and he'll buy it. He decided to buy. Enjoy. Enjoy the stereo. Another $100 in cash. We knocked $12 off your score, and you still have the lead. It's an $8 lead. Goodbye. Three distinctive breeds of what animal are? Brahma, Hereford, Alan?
Bull or cow?
Bull, cow. Yes, indeed. Either one acceptable. You got five of the 12 right back, and you're at 48. Name the creature in Greek mythology which was half horse and half human. Wally?
A Pegasus?
No. Half horse and half human was either Centaur or Bubba Smith. Centaur. You lose $5 on that, down to 30. Sorry about that. What food would you buy if your recipe called for champignons? Alan, the chef.
Mushroom.
Yes, the chef got it right for another 5 over the $50 mark. And what continent is the Kalahari Desert? Alan?
Africa.
Africa is right, yes. And Alan hits the $58 mark, and again he begins to pull it out a little bit. Pick a plum, wash it, dehydrate it with hot air. Alan?
Prune.
That's what you got as a prune. And Alan over the $60 mark. Very nice. This is true. Talking about prunes, Floyd Yulley. Wally, you think you had a strange organization. Floyd Yulley, who is 72, is the king of the fourth irregular prune parade in El Monte, California. He failed to appear at the event after he became ill from eating too many prunes. We might bring this back as a running gag, friends. We'll be right back. Well, Alan really made a move in that segment. He's up to $63 now. Wally of 30, Liz at 15. And Liz and Wally, if you're going to get a crack at him, maybe you might need some money up there as we go back to the fame game. $15 money card up there someplace. A famous person. I was born in 1910 and educated at my country's Naval Academy. In the mid-1930s, I became interested in a special kind of exploration. As a result of my work, I was partly responsible for the invention of the aqualung, an underwater breathing device. In the 1940s, using a camera of my own design, I began filming my underwater explorations. Liz!
Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau is who it is, yeah. Yeah, he helped with the invention of the aqualung. Well, Liz, eight numbers up there, great opportunity, a lot of prizes, money cards.
A lot riding on this. How about number eight, Jim?
And behind number eight, we have a cappuccino espresso machine. The Faemi cappuccino espresso machine, precision-made, 40-cup capacity, Italian styling. Beautiful in any room of the house, even the kitchen, furnished by Faemi.
That's very fancy. That's $495 for that machine.
I can use a cup of coffee now.
That's right. Okay. Don't take a cup of coffee now. Get those hands ready, because we're back to business. What eastern city had mayors named Jimmy Walker, Fiorello LaGuardia? Liz?
New York.
New York it is, and Liz, back to the $20 mark. Dendrochronology is the term given to counting rings to discover the age of... Liz?
Of trees.
Trees is exactly what it is. Liz goes, yeah, she's up to 25. In a daring scene for a hit movie of the 50s, Burt Lancaster rolled around in the surf. Alan.
From Here to Eternity.
Yeah, he did it with Deborah Carr, and From Here to Eternity it is, and Alan beats everyone on the buzzer, goes to 68. Well, Alan, a third crack at buying, and again, even a bigger lead, a $38 lead, Alan. How about this?
Alan, you can get down to business with this terrific computer. It's designed for the professional and comes complete with a powerful package of ready-to-run programs for the modern office at home, furnished by Computer Showcase. This fabulous computer is normally priced at $1,895, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Great computer. Beautiful computer worth $1,895. Cost $16 with your big lead. And you have a big lead. You've got a $38 lead. If you bought it for $16, you would still have a big lead. You'd have a $22 lead. So with that big a lead, I'm going to leave that price right where it is. You want it. You've got it for $16.
I want it real bad. I can buy all my rest.
Going once. He's going to buy again. He gets himself a lovely computer for just $16. We knock it off his score. He still has a $22 lead, and it's been a good day for Alan so far. We'll be back with these nice folks right after this. You like that computer, right? It's a good one.
Right? Yeah, right.
Well, it's been a good day for Alan Clare. He's got all of the instant bargains, sales surprise. Alan, you have any idea how much you've picked up so far?
A couple hundred, maybe.
Just a little more. $4,620, and you still have the lead. Alan's at 52, Wally's at 30, Liz at 25. Back to business with this. In the Bible, the man who lost his head to Salome was known as the Baptist. Liz.
John.
John the Baptist, and Liz ties Wally to second place at 30. What South American nation calls its capital Bogota? Wally?
Colombia.
Colombia is exactly what it is. Wally back in the second place. In 1883, this New York City landmark opened with a performance of Faust. Liz?
Metropolitan Opera.
That's exactly what it is. The Met opened in 1883. Liz again in the tie for second place. Third and final crack of that fame game board. Somewhere up there is a $25 money card. Could be very important to Liz or Wally. Famous people, plural. We were born in Hanau in 1785 and 1786. Among many of our scholarly works is a 16-volume dictionary. However, we both spent 7 years collecting folk tales from farmers and villagers. Alan.
The Grimm Brothers?
That's exactly who it is. Yeah. Very nicely done with limited information. Alan, again, a pick of the board for you.
Five's got to be it.
And behind number five, we have $15.
Where will the
those other two big money cards, Donna?
Number two and the number seven.
Well, I'm glad to see your arm is still working. But Alan finds a $15 money card. We add that to his score, and Alan goes to $67. Alan's at 67, Liz and Wally both at 35 as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please, as we start the speed round. Now, name the Greek tycoon who married the widow of John F. Kennedy. Alan.
Aristotle Onassis.
Right. According to the Bible, what sea did Moses part on his way? Alan.
The Red Sea.
Right. In song, on what hill did Fats Domino find his thrill? Alan.
Blueberry Hill.
Right. Name the Shakespearean character who was told to beware the Ides of March. Liz.
Julius Caesar.
Right. What nickname was given to the wooden airplane built by Howard Hughes? Liz.
The Spruce Goose.
Right. Name the Asian mountain conquered for the first time by Hillary. Liz.
The Himalaya. Wrong.
Wrong. In what country do they celebrate Bastille Day?
France.
Right. In what war did we fight the Battle of the Coral Sea? Wally.
World War II.
Right. Name the European nation that ruled India from 1858. Liz.
England.
Right. Who wrote the classic book, The Old Man and the Sea? Alan.
Hemingway.
Right. What language do you understand if you sprechen Sie Deutsch? Alan.
German.
Right. Name the government department that's headed by the Attorney General. Alan.
The Attorney General Department.
Wrong. In what U.S. state are the Aleutian Islands? Wally.
Alaska.
Time is up there. Wally, we'll give you that other one for another five. You got it right with Alaska, and you go to 45. But Alan Clare is our new champion. Congratulations. Back with the new champion in a moment. I thought maybe Wally might have started that before the bell, so we gave him credit for it. Yes, indeed, it was Alaska. The government department, the Attorney General Department, is called the Justice Department, but a good try. And Liz, I love that saying, time is up on myself. Edmund Hillary, the mountain itself was the Mount Everest.
Yes.
Mount Everest. Time goes quick. Got to say goodbye to Liz and Wally. And Liz, you got that espresso machine. And with the cash in front of you, you're over $500 in cash and prizes. Congratulations. Wally, can you pick up anything along the way? Got some nice parting gifts for you. And Wally, we'll look for your organization out there someplace. Thank you for joining us. But Alan Clare bought everything, and he still won. He's going to join me. Let's go shopping, Alan. Well, you had a very good day. Congratulations.
Thank you. I told my civics teacher about the Attorney General Department.
Your civics teacher would get very upset about that, right? Well, you won, even with all that buying, at a good total, $92. You can afford to buy this as well.
See the city in style on this exciting motorcycle. Take to the road on this beautiful bike with its powerful four-cylinder engine and mag wheels. Furnished by Burbank Kawasaki. And this motorcycle, normally priced at $3,129, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85. At our last show, the champion took this motorcycle and left. You've got $92, so you say yes, and you can leave with that. Maybe drive off into the sunset with summer. You never know. Next thing up the line you've seen is that trip to Canada. Got to get to $175 for that. You're just $83 away. You haven't seen this yet. Go from your $92 up to $260. You might enjoy this.
Treat yourself to this luxurious bracelet. An 18-karat gold bangle bracelet, inset with diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This stunning bracelet, normally priced at $6,250, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260. Beautiful bracelet. Next thing up the line might be something else that a lovely lady might enjoy. Get the $340. You can have this.
Step into the limelight in this luxurious fur coat. Full and fluffy, an all vertical design featuring banded neckline and shawl collar from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous fur, normally priced at $9,500, it's yours on sale of the century for only $340.
And you get the $640, you'll have all the prizes on the stage. Get the $750, we'll give you all of the prizes plus this.
The cash jackpot at $55,000.
Starts at $50, we add $1,000 every day. It's not hit, it's up to $55,000 right now. So, Alan, you've got $92. We could give away our second motorbike in a row if you want to take it and leave or put your money in the bank. You are $83 away from the trip to Canada. You think about it for a moment, and we'll get your decision. With our champion, Alan Clare, $92 in your bank. Take the motorbike and leave us. or put the $92 back in the bank. And if you get to $175, just $83 more in the win, and you can have a wonderful luxury trip to Canada, great luxury fishing trip. Of course, the diamond bracelet and the ladies fur are next. Alan, what's it going to be?
Having too much fun. I've got to come back.
You're going to come back. Well, he's had a great day. He's almost $5,000 in cash and prizes. He doesn't even risk that. But he says goodbye to the motorbike as he tries for the trip to Canada. Another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $56,000, two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.